Eccentric anomalacia. Give us a little introduction.
Then I will let Maureen talk about it. And I will let Jiahong talk about it. She also went to my center for a month, and Jiahong also for a month.
So it's really beautiful. It's up on, in the mountains, and it's very nicely built with a large meditation hall that I hear got air conditioning since I was there. So it's even better. And I heard they got new mattresses since I was there, so two even better improvements. And it's a beautiful mountain with a view of the valley, and very quiet, and lots of good supporters that take care. And Sele lives in the Kuti at the top. And you get a workout because you go up and down a hill every day, so I lost a little weight there. Get it back. I think the Penang, I don't know if you might know more than me about it, but Penang has a lot of Buddhist supporters, so Sele, I think, gets a lot of support there. So when people go every year, there's a temporary ordination for nuns, and so people have been coming, I think, from all over to do that. And it's becoming more well known as far as I know, but Jahan was there more recently than me.
How many people in a dorm?
Huh?
How many people share a dorm?
I think there are two sizes. Some would have single rooms, but the other people might have a dorm for 5-6 people.
Oh.
So it depends.
How is the food?
The food is excellent. Pingnan is famous for the food.
Oh, okay.
And you all know durian?
Yeah. Oh,
durian.
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 Durian. It's so many durian estate around my center.
Oh.
And Pulau Pinang, Balai Pulau, my center, the town, is famous for durian.
Mm-hmm.
Mao San Wang.
Oh. When is a good time to go there?
I think the good time is the December. I'm not there all the time. I stay in foreign country more than I stay in Malaysia.
Oh.
So I think I will be there only December, January, February, March. Just 4 months.
Oh.
The rest of the month, I'm not in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, December.
December is the best time. January is too hot for you. January, February, March, maybe too hot.
If there's a monsoon season?
Monsoon season is raining, it's too humid for you as well. I also cannot take it.
What month is the monsoon season?
I think July. I think September. September, October, November.
Oh.
Just 3 months raining season.
Oh,
and I cannot take it.
It's good for meditation.
Yeah, it's true. When raining, the whole place is foggy, misty. It's like heaven, you know? But my body cannot take it.
Mm. Oh.
The beauty is there, but just too humid for me.
Too humid.
Mm. And surrounded my mountain, so every day I go hiking here and there.
Oh, wow.
When is this center built? One year?
5 years ago.
Oh, 5 years ago.
But you need strength because many steps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No strength, I don't think you can take it. Mm. Okay, any question?
Yes. So you have arms around every day?
Only when I have novitiate program, temporary renunciation, then I will bring all the nuns for arms around. If I'm alone, usually I didn't go.
How do we know your schedule?
I think I will put in my website. If you want to know, you can go to my website and see all the pictures, you know, building pictures, and a lot of flowers, many beautiful flowers. It's just that the weather may not suitable for you because Malaysia is hot and humid.
Oh.
Therefore, you need to choose December.
Most people.
Mosquito sure. Okay, any question about the Dhamma?
Yeah. For a beginner, like a kindergarten level, one asks you for recommendation of 3 books for kindergarten level in Buddhism.
3 book?
Huh?
I think I'm not the best person to give you information about what book suitable for kindergarten.
Okay.
Because I never teach kindergarten, so I don't even teach the youth.
No, when I say kindergarten, I'm not talking about age, I'm talking about a beginner.
Oh.
A beginner.
Not a real kindergarten. Okay. What type
Buddhism.
Of book?
Yes.
What a Buddha taught is a good book.
What a Buddha
taught?
Rahula.
Rahula. You can go online and download What the Buddha Taught. Mm-hmm. It's a good book.
Mm-hmm.
And also depend on what you want, right? If you want to know general teaching of the Buddha, then there are many books about the teaching of the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know meditation, then a different type of books. So I think it's good to read that book first. To get the right view first. Important is to have right view.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple questions. I guess the first one you mentioned in that radical and the contemplating the impermanence.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned there are two. One is talking about the
don't pay attention to what? To
the impermanence.
Yes. Don't pay attention to the stableness and the arising. Right?
No, the passing, you said.
Yes.
Focus on
passing.
Two things. Focus on the passing.
Mm.
And the other one, what I wasn't sure is that you said definitely don't focus on the arising.
Mm.
But the other one I wasn't sure, is you talking about continuity or talking about what? What's the second one?
Stableness. Stable.
Stable.
Don't pay attention to the stable of that object.
Okay.
Stable.
Right.
Don't pay attention to the stability of that object. Instead, pay attention to the weaker point when it's going to pass away, that passing moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess once you focus on the passing, how could you focus on the stability?
Correct.
That's
same
why
thing.
I
it's the same thing. So if you focus on the passing, then you are not focusing on the stability. You already done that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then there is a continuity? No.
Okay. When you pay attention to the impermanence, so the compactness of continuity, the compactness of continuity is disconnected.
Is that the so-called, in your book you said, Bhava Anga?
No. Bhava Anga is another one. Bhava Anga is the mind fall into like sleeping state.
Okay.
Nothing to do with this.
So I noticed that in this meditation we had, I noticed there is the impermanence of sometimes there is the mind, there is sometimes reaction to the body, maybe pain, and so I couldn't control. They just keep on coming.
You
right.
choose one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they passed, and then somehow the next one come along.
Yes.
So I thought maybe you said continuity is observing. Once this one is passing, somehow there's continuing the next one. It just pops up.
Okay,
is that what
okay.
you mean? The continuity.
If you yes. Mm. Okay. Yes. Correct.
Oh. Okay.
Many objects were arising and passing away in the body or at your mental level. You choose one.
Mm-hmm.
Choose one to contemplate first. Mm-hmm. Then when it dissolves, passing away, another one will pop up. One.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then I couldn't choose one because.
Mm.
You know, maybe somehow my mind wanders. If you sometimes at work, at family, at friends.
Yeah, if your mind
wander
off, then you are not at the present moment. If your mind wander off, then of course you cannot contemplate your object.
Right.
Then you contemplate that wandering mind.
Mm-hmm.
See that wandering mind.
Then I see that it's gone.
Yeah.
All right.
When that is gone, that restlessness is gone. Then your mind. You can either come back to the breath or come back to the body and see what pop up again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Then I noticed, okay, maybe the body, there's kind of a tire of my back. And
yes,
then
yes,
the
correct,
hardness.
Correct,
okay.
Correct. Or the heat element, I think mm-hmm. sure you experience
right.
fire element, right?
Right?
Then you take fire element, then note, contemplate fire element, fire element. Okay. And when you note, you try to see it changes.
Right.
When you see it changes, then you understand impermanence.
Okay, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one you were mentioning early in the morning about the five aggregates thing. Excuse me for not remembering the exactly, but you mentioned all these things causing it. There's five senses door, and there's hatred, there's greed,
mm-hmm.
but no ignorance was mentioned at all.
Ignorance is always associated with greed, hatred, and so on.
Okay.
Yes, it's there all the time when the mind is unwholesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why, because you didn't mention, you mentioned the other, but not ignorance, was it? I thought maybe I interpret it as it because we are doing mindful observation, so there's no ignorance
it's
there.
It's also correct.
That's okay.
It's also correct. When you are mindful, there's no ignorance.
There
it's
no
also
ignorance.
True. Yes, 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 you are right.
Okay,
all right.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Can you talk in
Chinese
to let us know?
Okay. 我是问师父就是说是... 头一个问题就是说是师父讲说他不是教我们那个方法 他把它简写成 radical 对不对 recognizing 然后 accepted 然后 this personal vision 然后他讲到那个 那个倒数第二个就是说是我们去观察无常 那我就不了解说他这个无常他说有两个重点嘛 一个就是说你要观察无常的
不要去观察它的升起
对,
不要去观察它的稳固性
要观察它的
passing
它的灭掉 那我就问 confirm 那第二个 因为我记得师父讲过两个 第二个是什么 那师父讲就是说 stability 就是说不要
就是说那个杂念的稳固性
杂念的不要你去观察 而是要看它的那个 它的passing是部分，那我就跟请师父帮我澄清的，就是说是，那你常常杂念这样子，你来的确，我们没办法，有时候没办法control，或者我明明想要观察，哎呦，我这里为什么会痛会麻，一下子，然后另外一个念头来，那是不是中间这个，你从这个念头到另外一个念头，这个中间的 continuity， 我以为是不是这个东西，那师父说不是。
师父说要观察你的 mind， 是不是？就 move 到你的 mind。
是，所以如果你 restless， 如果你很多妄念呢，查不到的话，你就看你的 restlessness， 也看你的 restlessness passing away。
师父，我想问的是顺着这个问题，
你讲 you have to speak English， you know？
sorry，
not fair to him。
We talk about the passing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's take too long, for example, you're hungry and it's 11 o'clock, but I have to wait until finish my lunch and then I feel full.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's passing.
No, hunger is passing.
Yeah, the hunger is passing. But it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
What I can do?
I'm so used to contemplate hunger because I don't take in the evening, so easily I will be attacked by hunger.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pay attention to this hunger impermanent, just few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Few seconds it goes away, never come back. You have no skill yet. You need to practice until you master of it. Otherwise, we don't take afternoon. We are hungry in the evening all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just know it.
So
just it lasts only few moments only.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just that moment, because that moment people don't contemplate. That's why people grab the food, eat and satisfy the hunger. But if you cannot, then it doesn't bother you at all.
Okay? Yes. Sorry, I
have to
speak Chinese first, so fast.
Okay.
Oh, 没有问题。
right? You understand Chinese?
No, I just know like very little at the right timing.
师傅，今天早上有讲说去注意身上痛的感觉，那因为我下午的第一支香做得很稳，就没有就是没有去注意得到痛，可是呢，我反而每次念头一怕，就是跑掉了，我一注意就不见了，那念头就不见，对，那很好啊。那我的 question 就是说，师傅在讲要 passing through， 可是我没有那么大的能耐看到passing through什么东西，就是你看到那个升起的那个。 慢慢就走掉哈，我看不到慢慢，我看到就是不是很慢，快，我没有讲慢慢。那如果你的mind很
sharp， you see passing away very fast. Only when your mind is your mindfulness and wisdom is slow, then it takes long time to see it's passing away.
Okay，我以为我只看到结果不见了是不对的，要回到回来慢慢来。
The faster the better.
Oh，最好是。
The best is when you see it, it gone, it's gone. That is the best way. Don't wait until long time. That is called slow, sluggish insight. Slow.
So, 可以观察念头，也可以观察
Of course.
Pain.
Yes,
这两个都可以的.
Everything, five aggregates, everything, every object need to be contemplated in the same way.
那他会不会再回来？
Of course，
对呀，你还有身体，当然，你还有心。不是，我是同样的问题，又回来。回来，你再观呐。啊。
Continue。再
continue。
Yeah， as long as you have mind and body， the same thing will occur again and again.
I have question. I have problem to investigate eachness. Okay, pain and everything, those are no problem. But itchiness, I used to just ignore it. Like if I focus on the breath, then you know it's nothing. But when I move my attention to itchiness, it's actually intensified. And then
okay, you move your attention to the itchiness. How you see it? Tell me how you see it.
Well, I kind of try to see if it passed, but then he just lingers. He just, and it becomes stronger. So
then it becomes stronger. You must know it changes already. It becomes stronger, and after that, do you have an intention to scratch?
Yeah.
Then you note your intention.
Okay.
Desire to scratch and see that intention. The intention will pass away. Instead of continue to see the itchiness, you shift to see your mind.
Okay.
Intention to scratch.
Okay.
Look at that intention. And then you will see, no more intention. Even one moment you notice it has gone already.
Okay.
Then you can go back to the itchiness again. Mm-hmm. Then if the intention want to scratch come, then you note the intention again. So even though you cannot see the passing away of itchiness, at least you can see the passing away of your mental, your mind.
Okay.
That is also achievement.
So, because I have this habit, then I want to come back to here because then I will feel better, right? So your advice is instead of doing this, come back to here, just continue, observe my mind.
Yes, because if you come back here, it's also correct. But you never experience impermanence.
Yes, exactly.
Right? What we want is to see impermanence again and again, so that we develop better insight.
Right.
You always come back here, okay? You have concentration, but you understand impermanence.
I mean, yeah, okay, it goes away, but then what next? Like, it's like, that's not what we want, you want us to do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you see impermanence, then desire passing away. This finally will pass away one. No one itchiness for an hour when I tell you. Sure, it passed away.
Okay. So it's very, because you also mentioned if we have difficulty to see the passing away, we analyze the four elements.
Yes, correct.
it's hard to analyze four elements about eachness because
yes, it's
very
because
subtle.
Yeah, correct, correct. Then,
so
you, like, then you see the wind element, no? Eachness,
yeah,
no
I,
wind,
I,
right?
I'm seeing the movement
yeah.
and I see the tightness,
yeah.
so it's
yeah.
probably water.
These two enough.
And roughness.
Roughness, yes.
Roughness
on the skin, yes. Roughness on the skin. If you can see this tree, then gradually you lose the perception of itchiness.
Okay.
Gradually, you only see it's the element, it's the sensation, not the itchiness itself.
Heat is very hard. I mean, it's the heat is there, right? The temperature, it will be a little bit higher than your normal temperature.
Yeah.
But it's very hard.
Never mind, you see what's clear to your mind. If what's not clear, you don't have to go.
I don't need to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see what is clear to your mind so that you don't tire yourself.
Okay.
If you try to see what's not clear to you, then the mind gets tired.
Yes.
We don't want the mind get tired.
Okay.
So you see what's clear to your mind. Then just continue. Oh, this is water element, wind element, fire element, again and again. Then you will see this element changing. Then you lose the perception of itchiness. No more itchy, just the sensation.
Then I will see the impermanence, suffering, and then non-self.
That gradually, not all in one. Not like drinking coffee three in one, sorry. It takes time.
Okay, got it, thank you.
Pain also same, Pain is also same thing.
Yeah.
Pain here, the same thing, you see the four elements. Therefore, first step, you need to understand four elements first. Otherwise, you don't know how to look at my books. There's one chapter called Four Elements Meditation. Please read that chapter.
Actually, I read that chapter, just a little part of it.
Yeah.
It suggested to begin with, do the easiest one to detect, which is the wind and the pushing. And that's what I tried. There are the easy ones for the pushing, for example, the breathing here or even here and here. But it says try to do this for other parts of the body. That's where I get stuck because, for example, in my arm, especially if the arm's not moving, I can't feel any pushing.
Then you skip.
So
you skip what's not. What's not clear to you?
Yeah.
You don't force yourself. I am not clear. Also, you try very hard to see. That is called not natural meditation. To me, it's you tired yourself and you cannot achieve any, but cannot achieve any result. So not clear, forget it. And the second round, third round, gradually it become clear.
So there is a wind pushing. It's just my inability to detect it.
Yes. Because if you read. If you reach to very end, the whole body is vibrating. Every part of the body is vibrating. That is wind element. So now it's not clear to you simply because your concentration, your mindfulness, your insight not so clear. Not because it's not there. But since my insight and my wisdom is not clear, so I skip this part first. Right? When I have better one, even you don't put effort, it's there already.
So this morning, you when you mentioned the five aggregates, you kind of briefly mentioned perception, but you didn't really talk about how to contemplate perception. So, I mean, in my experience, perception is maybe the thing that's hardest to contemplate, but also in a way the most powerful, especially in a way for negative emotions. Like, let's say anger arises, a lot of times the anger is due to you, the perception of, let's say, a person having done something, you know, whatever.
Yes.
So, what's your advice for, because that perception of that person, that we mark that person as that, and then it's, that really persists, like we think of that person and we think of that perception almost repeatedly, and I think it's worse with the people that we're really close to. We have these very stuck perceptions. How do you break that down?
Okay, there are two ways. One, you already know you are constantly cheated by your perception, right? Because of that perception, you get very hot and get very agitated, right? So every time this happens again, you must make a mark. Okay, this is distorted perception that agitates me. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with this person anymore. It's your own perception. Because the thing has gone already, right? Mm-hmm. It's like keep on thinking about it. And thinking about it caused the agitation to arise. So first, you should see the danger of that type of perception that caused irritation. Don't see the person. See the perception itself that caused you suffering. Then you see this distorted perception. You reflect. This distorted perception that caused irritation on me. This one way you can do. If you fail to do this one, and that distorted perception has caused irritation to you, then not irritation. How to not? This identify. First, you aware of it, right? You aware of your irritation, then you accept it, then you depersonalize it, and you investigate, then you contemplate impermanent and let it go. So, there are many ways you can, you know, you fail in this one, then you go to another one. Look at your feeling, at your state of mind, then finished. Just like sometimes, you know, I have to associate with certain person. Every time I associate with her, give me a lot of suffering, you know, a lot of painful feeling. So if I see she every time when I'm not mindful, my mind will think that she is the one who caused me suffering. You know, my mind will think unwisely. You know, she's the one that caused suffering. But if I change my mind, I see the suffering itself. The feeling itself is suffering. Mm-hmm. Feeling itself is suffering, you know? Painful feeling itself is suffering. Painful feeling itself is suffering. Nothing to do with that person. Then I take it as an object of contemplation. Then finally, I understand all feelings are suffering. Mm-hmm. So when pleasant feeling come, painful feeling come, then I can be more equanimous. Because I already know feelings are suffering. I'm not woke. I don't welcome this feeling anymore. So I can be more equanimous. Therefore, I think don't see person. Just take your five aggregates as object of contemplation.
So, following question. Mm. I mean, I think it's easier for us to investigate unwelcome feelings. But for a pleasant feeling, how do we remind us ourselves that, hey, you know, don't
attach to pleasant feeling.
Right. Mm-hmm. We will, right? It's our habit. So how do we...
Same thing. It's the method, the techniques is the same. It's just that habitually we attach to pleasant feeling. The moment you know you are attached to pleasant feeling, then you should quickly contemplate. Pleasant feeling is impermanent. Pleasant feeling is impermanent. Painful feeling is suffering, of course. But pleasant feeling is impermanent. When it really passes away, it also causes pain in you because you're attached to it. Mm-hmm. So when you think of it, oh no, I'm not going to suffer for a second time. So I note it first. I contemplate pleasant feeling is impermanent, mm-hmm. pleasant feeling is impermanent, so that I will attach. Even whether you see it's passing away or not, if you can contemplate in this way, you also will not attach to that pleasant feeling. That is the beauty of that contemplation of impermanent. Although you do not see it pass away, but that impermanent already teach your mind, don't attach. Right? So it goes to your subconsciousness. So even though you have pleasant feeling, but your mind is not attached. Mm-hmm. This is the power of contemplation impermanence. Mm-hmm.
Contemplation中文你怎么翻译它？那师父第二个问题就是，我也像那位师姐一样，就是我以前对我常常怕抱的那个念头，我其实是有点不喜欢，或者是很麻烦，很 trouble 我。那我可以
用你刚才教这种dislike 就是这个这个 technique 一样，就是看他就是我对他的感觉是一个就像他说的是一个那个impermanent 这样子的，用这样子也来可以 apply 吗？
什么方什么 object 都可以用这个方法。
Okay.
Until that object bother you for so long, then you emphasize more on investigation. If contemplate impermanent also still linger in the mind, then I think you should emphasize more investigation. Trace the root cause, then tackle the root cause. Otherwise, don't investigate so long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 就是您提到就是不要避免向那个死去的人散播慈心、mm-hmm. 就是说即便你不知道他已经过世了、
mm-hmm.
就是说这样子不能够得到进行病和安置病、
mm-hmm.
我就没有办法知道说为什么呢，是因为他已经死了所以我们没有办法全心投入去，但是我们不知道啊、
mm-hmm.
我们还是会全心投入
OK、mm-hmm.
那为什么不
因为死去的人啊 ，because 我如果讲英文，你听得懂吗？
好，可以大部分。
你讲一下他的问题，让他听。
Okay, her question is that in Chalet's book, she mentioned that we don't want to we don't want to do meta meditation on people that already passed away, or even someone that you mean.You don't know if they are alive. You don't do that because
no, you don't know they have gone. They are gone.
You don't know their status. And you don't want to do that because her question is why can we do that? Why Chalet's book said we cannot get jhana if we do meditation on the object.
That person
or someone we don't know if they're gone.
Yes.
Okay. So her question is why?
Why cannot achieve jhana?
Why can it achieve jhana?
Because that person, he has reborn, right? He has reborn somewhere. His form has changed already. And you are using his old form, right? You are using his old form.But now his form, let's say he reborn in heaven, now his form is different. So you are taking that form which is not exist in the world. No more real, not a real form anymore. So that's why you cannot achieve jhana.
可是他是他不知道那个人已经死了，他是只在他这边，他全心付出了，他应该有得到一境性啊。
他这个就是因为那个人已经死了，他是得不到jhana，而且那个jhana，when we send metta to this recipient also can accept it one. Not only your side, the other side also can accept it, right? But the form is already different, different form already. So this recipient also cannot connect with you.两方面都重要。但是因为他死了过后，就是你的metta就是没有那个怎么讲呢？
I have a question from your book also. In your book, you mentioned for human beings who are born with two roots, without the root for non-delusion or 32 mental factors, cannot achieve jhana or path of fruition in this life. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
There's two roots. Usually all of us come with three roots.Otherwise, you cannot understand Dhamma. You will not like the practice meditation, right? So we born with three roots. Three roots means non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. And why we born as tree roots? Because in the past, whatever meritorious deed, wholesome deed we perform, we have the knowledge. We have the knowledge of law of karma. We have knowledge of anicca, dukkha, anatta. We know it's good deeds and so on. So whatever wholesome deed we perform that is associated with knowledge, then when this karma ripens, produce this human life, then my rebirth consciousness will have three roots. Then I can understand the Dharma, I can attain jhana, I can become the noble one. But in the past, if this person, he performed wholesome deeds without understanding the law of karma, without understanding anicca, impermanent, suffering, non-self, you know, then the wholesome deed he performed has no root of wisdom. Has no root of, we call non-delusion or wisdom. So when this karma, the wholesome karma which is disassociated with wisdom, when this karma ripens and produces human life in this lifetime, then his rebirth consciousness will have only two roots. The roots of non-greed and the root of non-anger, but no wisdom. Then this person called true root and cannot achieve jhana, cannot achieve vipassana insight, cannot see vipan.
For this life.
For this life, yeah. Next life, another.
So if that's the case, in this life he has a chance to associate with the wisdom, with dharma, then next life he
will have three roots. Next life he will have three roots again. Yes.
So her question just said that some sotapan, when they realize the first fruit, right?
Path and fruition,
they probably won't recognize that they already realized the path and fruition, and shall they say yes, some sotapan wouldn't understand, wouldn't recognize that they already realized
that they are enlightened. Huh?
Yeah. They may not know. They have already enlightened.
Unless they have a strong sati, then they may realize that.
Even strong sati also may not, unless he has like knowledge.
Yes.
Book knowledge.
Yes.
Then, even then, he may not realize. Therefore, Lady Sayadaw, you know, a very famous Sayadaw in Burma.
Yes.
He said that give yourself 3 years to check your quality, being a sotapan. What sotapan's quality? Never break 5 precepts. So you check within 3 years, do you intentionally break 1 of the 4 or 5 precepts? If yes, sorry, you are not sotapan. Okay. Second, check your faith towards triple gems. If sometimes within 3 years I doubt about the enlightenment of the Buddha, sorry, you are not sotapan yet. So there are ways for you to check. This according to Lady Sayadaw, very famous Sayadaw. He said that. So give yourself 3 years, from time to time check. If you think you have already become sotapan, right? Then check within 3 years. If 3 years never have any intention to break 5 precepts and never have even a slightest doubt about a triple gem, then most probably you have already become sotapan. Otherwise, because one path consciousness so fast, you may not know you have already become sotapan. Or sometimes you may overestimate you already become sotapan, right? So this is the way to check yourself. 明白吗？
谢谢。那师傅还有一个问题，就是无色界的天人，他只有明法没有色法。那我在想，他不是还有心吗？那心生色法到哪里去了？他是不是还有一点微细的？
他有心呢，无色界，immaterial jhana， yeah， they have mind no body， yes。
可是他不是有心就有心生色法吗？
但是他没有色嘛，所以就没办法，他的心不生色。
心不生色，
不生色法。
那无想天它只有生没有心法的话，它就是靠它结生的时候那个业生色和时节生色，就一直维持它一气的生。
是。
谢谢。
Sorry. About the Sotapanna question. Would a person should be able to do the fruition samapatti? Then I would be able to check whether he is really there or not.
Yeah. According to the Abhidhamma, he should be able to enter into fruition samapatti. But maybe he doesn't know. So not sure. If he can enter into fruition samapatti, he may be able to check his sotapanna. But sometimes he may not know. So, right? He may not know he becomes sotapanna. That's why he doesn't know how to enter into fruition samapatti.
师父还有一个问题，就是您说的那个心所依处哈，书里面说心所依处就是心脏里的血，那个血会流动，
对，
所以 suppose 是其实可能全身都会有，
但是它是在心脏那一块，心脏下面那一块，
那个地方先产生，
所以不是一个心所依处 billions， 生鸟灭，生鸟又灭，生鸟又灭，生鸟又灭哈，不是一个罢了，所以人家换心脏可能没有影响到他，因为他是生灭法，他不是永远在那边。
师父，我想那个，就是因为昨天你下午和今天早上一直在讲这个，就是去观他的那个善念或者不善念，他的灭去的那个地方，我觉得。我昨天已经，我想说的是，我昨天已经实验过了，非常好用。就是我昨天去 Costco 买东西的时候，我路过一家那个商店，我以前是走过路过，绝对不会错过的。那昨天我就想说，不管这个东西我有多喜欢它，我有多去捏着它，我会发现它都会灭去，都会没有了。所以我昨天第一次就是我 pass 掉了，我也不进去了。
你省了很多钱了。yes.
然后昨天晚上也是马上就遇到考验了，就是我快要睡着的时候，我先生就忽然跟我讲了一件他公司里面的事情，然后我的第一个反应就是还是我的习性，就怎么这个人怎么这样子，那我然后马上用你的方法，就是说我不管多不高兴，他一定会灭去。我路过的时候，他真的就是淡了。
是。
可是就像你说的，过了一会儿。又回来了，他怎么这样子？然后又灭，然后就很快可以调整过来，
是，
我觉得非常好用。
你要翻译给他听。Never mind, second time, then enhance your knowledge.
That's really hard. So, she's just sharing her experience about contemplating impermanence. So she said that. Yesterday, she went to Costco.
Not only for him, also for her. Two persons.
Yay. Double Mary. So she went to Costco shopping. And then, so her habitual pattern is when she passed by some store, she will... She would want to buy something. She saw something she liked, she would definitely buy it. But then this time she contemplated the impermanence of her craving, right? Yeah, impermanence of her craving. She was able to just walk right past those things that she liked and then go to the object that she really needs. Something like that.
She didn't even enter into Costco. 没有进去吗？没有进去哈。
啊，不是，我说如果 Costco， 我去 Costco
买东西。
我知道。Another store. You got to be clear about your store.
you see, one story people listen different way.
She went inside Costco, but she did not do a.
She did not do a tour.
Okay. She did not do a tour to the other store. That it's not her target. Okay.
She saved a lot of money.
So that's the first story. Good enough, right? Second one. So second one was last night, her husband shared experience, talk about his work experience, which upset her. She thought that the person that her husband mentioned was not nice. Mm-hmm. But then she immediately think that, you know, this feeling will be, is what was impermanent, and it will pass away. So she observed that, contemplating that feeling, that her upset feeling, and it did pass away. But then also, it comes back again, because it's a strong feeling. And then she applied the contemplation of impermanence again, and that become weaker and weaker and weaker. Mm-hmm. So eventually dissolved.
That's right, put into practice. Mm. I have taught this in China, you know, mainland China. You know, most of my students know how to practice, and they achieve a lot of very good results. Then they change their behavior, change their, you know, personality, change their bad habit. Mm. Okay, no more questions?
I had an experience of cramps during the meditation. Mm. So I tried to observe it, but it's so stable. Mm. So I knew that I have to move my body, at least move my leg. Mm-hmm. So I switched to observing the moving. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that, is that okay? Or I should just keep waiting for the cramps to go away and observing the passing.
If you cannot bear, then you want to change posture, you can change.
Okay.
Only when you can bear it, then you do. If you cannot bear it, then wait for next time. There are many objects, not only cramp, right? And you can observe other objects as well. Or you can check your mind.
Yeah, other objects are easy, but for the cramp, there's something
Correct. Like then you can check your mind. What is your mental attitude towards the cramp?
Okay.
Dislike, then you see the dislike. Take dislike as mental object.
Mm-hmm.
Disliking is not myself. Disliking is not myself. Right? Then why it arises? Because of this cramp. Cramp is the cause, disliking is the effect. Cramp is the cause, disliking is the effect. And disliking is impermanent, because it depends on the cause, which is also impermanent. How can the effect permanent? Keep on reflecting in this way. There's another way, additional work you can do. Okay. So most people, they observe the pain, they forgot to see the reaction of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether your mind like it, dislike it, then you have to contemplate your mind. This is how you start to know your mind. You know? Otherwise, you only know how to observe body. You do not know how to observe the mind. It's also not enough for insight meditator. Never enough.
Yeah, for the parents pass away for a long time.
Mm.
So since you mentioned that they might already be born for next life.
Mm.
So if we still send the matter, if are they gonna to receive? No.
For that person, we share merit. We don't send matter.
Oh, okay.
Sharing merit. sharing merit, they can receive metta.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
散播的目标是六道众生的话， 那就 OK right， 因为它是在任何一道嘛，六道就全部， 那就 OK， 这样就可以散播，而不是用血。
散播给他的父母亲吗？
No，
还是给所有的人？
直接,
Yeah, of course, of course. You can send metta to 31 plane of existence, yes.
Sentient beings.
Yeah, sentient beings or Deva or Brahma, you can, because they are Deva. They are alive, they are there, but no specific person.
Oh, okay.
Can you, I try to use the moment-to-moment practice for fear. I cannot pass.
One time not enough, because fear has been with you for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to practice it repeatedly. You practice for 6 months and come back to me.
So just follow the
R-A-B-I-C-L. Yeah. Especially first one, this depersonalize it, not myself. Fear is not myself, fear is not myself. If you can persistently practice for 6 months, I guarantee you will overcome the fear.
Even take the airplane, no problem?
Yes.
Just say, not myself.
Yes, correct. Just say, not myself. Take it as mantra. Mantra, not myself, not myself. You even can sing. Okay. Yes.
But I have, 2 years ago, I went to a 10 days Vipassana retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So we just do the scanning. So mm-hmm. the body is pain from, this is my first time.
Mm-hmm.
So pain, head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
So
painful?
Pain, yeah, very pain. So inside, full body is pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the three areas most painful.
Mm-hmm.
So my shoulder, my back, and my leg.
Mm-hmm.
So when I observe my shoulder and my back, the picture pop up.
What picture?
There's someone's face.
Someone's
somebody's face.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it go.
Mm.
It disappear.
Mm.
So when it disappear at the time, the pain also go away.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
So I learned that. That's anicca, right?
Mm.
So when the two place is gone, but the leg, the pain over here is still there.
Mm.
So I observe it. I saw something that white come out, the white thing come out.
Mm.
So I thought that is my bone.
Mm.
So I go deeper.
Mm.
It's not a bone. I saw the line over there look like a ligament.
Mm.
It's not a ligament.
Mm.
So I got scared because it's so shiny.
Mm.
Got scared, I opened my eye.
Mm.
I look, I'm still there. My leg still there.
Mm.
So I close back my eye and then I still there.
Mm.
So then later on, it becomes a little bit blurred, then I go shift my to other place, to observe other place.
Mm.
And when I come back, come back to the same place, it's gone.
Mm.
So my question is, should I go, wait, observe it until it disappeared or no?
I think no need.
No need?
For this case, no need.
No need.
Mm. Mm. You can continue doing your scanning, no problem.
Okay.
Because at that time, you practice different method. Yeah, practice Goenka method, right? So Goenka method need scanning again and again. Yeah. No need to know until it disappears.
Mm-hmm. Say that I remember I mentioned to you yesterday that I saw you on YouTube and you asked me what subject was it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was about death.
Oh.
I want to ask a question because most of us here may attain Sotapanna in this lifetime. Some of us may not, but striving, you know, I believe most of us have a strong five precepts. My question is, when we don't attain Sotapanna in this lifetime, but we are very cultivated, do a lot of good merits, the moment when we have to die, but we have anger, and I know that when we have anger and we're not Sotapanna yet, we tend to go in a lower realm.
Yes, yes.
Suppose we go to a lower realm, but we do so much good deeds in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe suppose that we become an animal or in the hell realm.
Okay.
My question is, the duration should be pretty short, right?
Correct.
so we can
correct.
I'm not I'm okay.
They stay there a short time only, then your marriage, all the marital state were matured, then you were reborn in a human realm again.
And continue, yes.
Continue, yes.
My second question is, some people, when they die...
Wait,
yes.
So when a person is well cultivated, maybe morality and so on, but during dying moment, he got anger. So if you know anger is not good, you should change your mental state at that moment. Don't let anger overwhelm the mind. Because we have studied Abhidharma, that's called dying moment. It's very important to decide where you are going to reborn next life. So if you can know that anger is not good, reflect. And if you already learned this method already, then how to not? Okay. Test. How to not?
It's not mine.
You can not. It's not my anger. It's not my anger. It's not my. Or you can not passing away. Anger is impermanent. Anger is impermanent. Then you change your mental state. You become wholesome. Right? You become wholesome. Then this person will not go to four woeful states. Lower realm. He will not go to lower realm.
Yes.
So it's so easy, just remember a few words only. Not myself, impermanent. Then change your life. Not fall to fall apaya. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, your second question.
When people, I think that kind of answered.
Yeah.
Basically, when people die, they die in the sleep. So I guess it's dependent on the karma too then, obviously. When they die in the sleep, they're not aware of it.
So what do you think he will take rebirth?
I guess it's all based on karma then.
Based on the last moment, we have sign. The sign will appear in his mind eyes, right, before he falls asleep. So that sign will persist. If that sign, there are three signs, right? Remember? Karma, sign of karma, and sign of destination. So that sign will persist. Before he falls asleep, let's say, before he lose his consciousness. And one karma in the past matured is going to produce his rebirth in next life. That sign will persist there. Even though he falls asleep, persist there. And that sign will... This sign is produced by his past karma. And
yes.
That past karma will decide where he will take rebirth. No more question?
Temporarily, no more questions.
How can we reach
his sleep? Yeah, the retreat.
So, from here, Sally goes to Toronto, and she'll be there for maybe 5 months, 4 or 5 months, 6 months.
Wow.
So, she'll be doing a retreat in Toronto area from September 21 to September 30. So, welcome to go.
What's the theme of this retreat?
I think I will teach first anapana is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I may add four elements meditation. And the third one is this moment-to-moment practice.
Wow.
These three maybe is my main theme.
Okay.
Mm.
This retreat information will be posted on your website?
Definitely will be on my website. But I don't know Mahabodhi, do you want to reach them? Then I can send the flyer to Mahabodhi.
Sure.
Flyer out.
I have a question. This moment-to-moment meditation, this radical, is this from a particular lineage, like Pa'alk, or this is more a combination of different lineages?
It's a combination. It's from my... Because, if you read my biography, I learned from many teachers, because I'm keen in learning, so I don't like to... learn one method. So I learn different method, and finally I let go all method. After learning, I let go all and go into sutta study.
Uh-huh.
I go deep into sutta study and find out the best way I think suitable for myself.
Uh-huh.
you know, and I practice it for a period of time, then I share with other people and I see how the feedback I need to know whether they are receptive when they put into practice, whether they see the result or not. So I keep on checking my student, and from their response, then I know it works very well for many people. So mostly I take from Supawan. Of course, it's a combination from different master, but the important is based on the sutta, because what Buddha taught is the most important, not for many master, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to be, how to call it, to be what? Zhongxing, faithful to what the Buddha taught. Mm-hmm. So it all comes from the Buddha. I just digest it only. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, unfortunately. People are asking questions, say, when, you know, observing the impermanence, but the mind becomes restless, right? Switch to observing the restlessness of the mind.
Yes.
But some yogi teachers kind of teach in a different way. Say, if you are observing, say, four elements, just stay with four elements. Don't be dragged away with your jumping mind. Because if you've been dragged away to your jumping mind, then you're kind of feeding the impermanence all the time. So which was actually the better way? Is like stay with four elements or switch around when your mind becomes restless?
So to me, if you are beginners in four elements meditation, then spend some time for four elements. Stay with four elements, right? But because I'm the advanced meditator, so I don't have to stick on one. You know? And sometimes if you want to stick on four elements, but the restless mind disturb you to see the four elements, there's no point to force yourself to see only four elements. Yeah, the mind must be flexible. So at that time, just put aside, short time only, you try to see restless mind. It won't last one, just one few seconds gone. Then go back to four elements. But if the restless mind doesn't affect you at all while watching four elements, then continue contemplate four elements. My state is I can shift my mind very quick from one object to another. But your stage may not be able to do it, then you can stick one. You can stick one for a long time, then you satisfy master of it, then you can enlarge your object of observation. Sometimes go to four elements, sometimes go to feelings, sometimes go to a different state of the mind. So it also depends on the level of your meditation. Okay?
师父，或者是还，或者是说还可以有一个办法，就是说，因为刚才师兄提醒我，就是，比如说，因为那天你讲到，就是想心所，然后我想说，可不可以从想心所下手？因为我们会觉得不好，或者是好，就是以前取过这样的印记。
对，是可以啊，可以啊。如果你会用的话，当然是可以。
师父。 师父，我对那个你说，就是moment by moment那个，就是说除了打坐以外的日常生活中，如果我要去回到那个呼吸阿那巴那，那我对实际的操作，我有个 question。For example， 如果我在洗碗，right？那我洗碗，我也说，I have to pay attention 到我的这个呼吸，回来。那回来，可是如果我们打坐的时候，我们回来是那种一。 持续性在一直在观察他的每一个 moment，那这时候我又在洗碗，那我怎么去操作它是才是对的？你说你是要呼吸还是要？就是说，他们不是说，日常生活中除了不要开车时候，花铁时平常都可以回到。如果你现在的业处，打坐是阿那巴那，你就是回到你的呼吸吗？那对这个的实际花铁时，我技巧我有问题。
你可以选择，就是如果你要 stick to 阿那巴那，洗碗的时候你就注意阿那巴那咯。It's your choice.
对，但是我是说那个 多久？ For example， 比如说我们打坐，我们是看着呼吸，这样，慢慢这样看。那我在洗碗的时候，我回到我的 attention， 我是这样注意一次就 OK， 再回来洗碗，还是
说，
你就一直守在那边呢，你就洗碗，你就不管你的手的动作，你一直直到你洗完碗为止，洗完你的碗为止。
但是我的脉是一直在那个那个呼吸的那个就是那。
是一直在呼吸，就是Anapanasati嘛，对吗？
啊，
你就在观Anapanasati嘛，但是你不要观你的动作。
Okay.
It's your choice. Another option is 你不要观呼吸 ，you don't pay attention to the breath. But you pay attention to the movement, wind element, right? You see wind element. Then you also can see wind element is impermanent one. Later on, you only see wind element, not myself, no more self. Yeah, many ways of practices. You know, once I understand the Dhamma, so, 条条大路通罗马, yeah. You can go to the breath, you can wind element, or you can feel any sensation on the hand. Cold, you know, when you see one, you sure you feel cold, right? Right? Hot, cold. Then water, fire element.
Mm-hmm.
And any movement, wind element. And the see one become interesting. Previously, you may hate washing the bowl, right?
Yeah.
But now you say, oh, it's very interesting. That's why one of my students, because after he know how to practice four elements, he likes sweeping very much. Wind element. Then he accumulate merit, right, service. And then he also accumulate insight. So now he is very interested, he likes to offer service because he's not wasting her time. He's practicing four elements meditation. This is how to practice in the daily life. There's another one I don't share now. That's eating. Well, eating, I can teach you four elements until you get very disgusted to the food and lose all craving to the food. But no time.
那师傅现在就 come to next question. 就说, for example, 如果我知道我的定力不够, 那我是不是就是说, 我想, 如果我想加强定力, 我就花, 洗完之后, practice the anapana, 是不是这样子?
If you practice like wind element, you also have concentration, but not so intense like Anapanasati. Mindfulness. Mindfulness also produce concentration, but not so intense like Anapanasati. That's why important is what you want in your life. You want insight or you want concentration? If you want insight, pay more attention to the technique I teach you. If you want concentration, then forget the technique I teach you, just Anapanasati throughout your life. And no insight.
So, 师父对不起，那如果有了insight，是不是你的意思是说，有了insight的话，其实定力不重要，是
insight help concentration, concentration also help insight. Insight also help concentration. When you have insight, your concentration become even deeper. Then you have concentration, your insight become sharper. 两个是互相辅助的, they help each other. So for somebody, because they don't have very strong parami to practice concentration, but they may have keen insight in the past life. In the past life, but this life, because he's so stubborn, I only want concentration. Without concentration, there's no insight. Because he cling to this type of view, then he will never know he has strong insight in the past. So he may waste his life just chasing after concentration. Therefore, give yourself a chance to see whether insight is suitable for you or not, or you can yoke together. You know, or you can practice what I teach you in the daily life, and when you sit on the cushion, you can practice Anapanasati. So you take care of both, not only one-sided. Right? 对在家人, for lay person, I think both are important. Because you are not like monastic, we have a lot of time sitting on the cushion, you don't have. Therefore, you should practice insight more.
But when you do the sitting meditation to observe four elements, do you just label it or you can see the passing?
No, it's a systematic way, systematical way to practice four elements. First is to recognize what is the earth element, what is the fire, what is the water first. First, recognize first. Now, scanning the body, you should read my book. Otherwise, because usually you see many teachers don't like to teach four elements. Why? First, not every teacher understands four elements meditation. Second is four elements meditation takes long time for people to understand. Not like anapana, huh? Anapanasati, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. Very easy to keep instruction. Don't follow the breath. Huh? When thought come, forget it. When hand come, forget it. That's all. So the instruction is so simple, easy to teach. For a short retreat, very easy. But for four elements, like one day retreat or so on, because you will have a lot of questions. How come I see here, not here, there? Then I have to keep on answering your question again and again. So it may take 3 days. 3 days in order to master the four elements. And you've got to put into practice and see, right? Therefore, most teachers don't like to teach because it's very tired and it also takes long time for students to understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in your book it says when you practice to the certain degree, you will be able to do it 1 minute.
Yeah,
do it
correct.
Three times.
Correct.
So I'm just thinking that could be just label it, or you
no,
don't
no.
really see the.
At that time, no time to label. It's very fast. No time to label. Oh. That way, the book I share is part away. But now I come out with another way, which is more easy. Right? Okay, I think enough for today.
那可是就是说 scan body 的时候，这 body 是很大的。那我发现就是说心比较安静的时候，是喜欢小一点的所缘。对，所以到最后啊，就没有
scan 了吗？到最后这个 four element 没有再 scan 了，you take whole body as one，没有再 scan 了，所以它有 therefore I think one day cannot finish，because systematic way. After this, then after that, this, that. So it takes at least 3 days to explain. Okay, so enough for today.
All the yogis have made offerings, so
including Mahabodhi Society.
Including Mahabodhi Society, yes.
Okay, so let's transfer merit. Okay? Please follow after me.
Etavata
Chamehi
Chamehi
Sampadam
Punya Sampadam
Sabbe Deva
Sabbe Buddha
Sabbe Satta
Anumodantu
Sabba Sampati
Siddhiya
Idam me
Punya
Nibbanasa
Pachayo
Hotu
Mama Punya Bhagam
Sabba Satanam
Pajema
Te Sabbe
Me Samam
Punya Bhagam
Labantu Sadhu
May all of you be well and happy and finally attain the bliss of Nibbana. And if you want to know more about my teaching, I put everything in my website. So you can choose whatever topic you want, moment to moment practice, I have talked many times, and contemplation of the mind, contemplation of feelings, four foundation of mindfulness, everything in the website. So even though you cannot reach me, you can reach my website. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.